New rules proposed for oil and gas drilling in Michigan are getting a mixed response at best from watchdog groups. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The rules would apply to a type of drilling often referred to as fracking. Critics say the proposed changes continue to favor the oil and gas industry over neighbors and the public. Peter Payat reports.
The official line in Michigan has long been that drilling for oil and gas is well regulated and done safely. But many people are not convinced. Hal Fitch is the head of the Office of Oil, Gas, and Minerals and says they're responding to those concerns.
We saw some need for to make some changes, some improvements, partly because of changing technology, partly because of the public concern out there over hydraulic fracturing.
Oil and gas wells have been drilled here for most of the past century, but new methods go after energy sources that are much deeper in the earth and locked away in rock formations. It takes millions and millions of gallons of water to break up or fracture all that rock, and the water gets mixed with chemicals. There are no reports of drinking water being contaminated in Michigan by these new drilling methods, but one of the proposed rules would require companies to test nearby drinking wells before drilling.
So then if there's any question about contamination from the operation, we'd have something to compare it to.
Some people who've been urging the state to take the dangers of fracking more seriously are not impressed with the proposals. Tom Baird is with the group called Anglers of the Asabo. Baird says the proposed rules do nothing to guard pristine rivers like the Asabo and Manistee.
These water withdrawals are so severe that in a given case they can dry up a stream or almost dry up a stream and have a severely adverse impact on the cold water resource and the fishery. And that's the kind of thing, that's the pure Michigan kind of thing that Northern Michigan's economy is based around. It's not based around oil and gas.
Baird's group has been working with Michigan State University to monitor stream flows near where drilling has occurred. They say their data show fracking nearly dried up the north branch of the Manistee River. The state disagrees with that conclusion. There is already a tool used by the state to evaluate proposed water withdrawals, but Tom Baird says that tool doesn't work. In one case, a drilling operation ran dry, even though the state's assessment said there should have been plenty of groundwater.
And they also wound up purchasing water from, I think, Mikaska and Kalkaska municipal systems because they couldn't get enough water out of the ground.
The proposed rules also address a different problem related to water and fracking, getting rid of contaminated water after the drilling is done. Contaminated water from gas wells has been spread onto dirt roads in Benzie, Kalkaska, and Sheboygan counties to control dust. The new rules propose fines and even criminal penalties for people who spray contaminated fracking water. The new rules are still a proposal, one the DEQ has been working on for months. They're close to being finalized. James Clift at the Michigan Environmental Council says they're a step in the right direction, but there are still changes he would like to see. Clift says it can be tough to get significant changes at this stage in the process.
But I think if enough people in the public raise their voices, we've seen changes in the past.
Public hearings are expected in the next couple of months. For the Environment Report, I'm Peter Payette.
That's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.